Deshaun Watts on the track. Zeus, Don One, Rude Boy, Quinn, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nux. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss and get treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And I am indeed your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like Dr. Britt Baker, yeah, that's what I said. I am hardcore, people. Welcome to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. As you pass fast lanes and you head down the road to WrestleMania, you have to stop by the blocks for this review show on WWE Fast Lanes in the week that was pro wrestling. Now, listen, people. Follow me on every social media. You can follow me on at Mike Knox. Indeed, I spell my name with three X's. But if you follow me on Facebook, that means you're a close to a personal friend of mine. I go by my government, which is okay. Also okay, if you will, so to speak, at Mike Pierman Sr. But that's okay. I digress into today's program. Just like Snyder Cut, I'm going to show you how I could have dissected and made last night's Fastlane a little bit better. Let's start off with the pre-show. As for what it's worth, your United States champion, Matt Riddle, deserves more. But unfortunately, he's going against Ali, or we want to call him Mustafa Ali, and Retribution, which is the biggest joke in professional wrestling since the likes of, I don't know, Shockmaster. I don't know who could be next to Shockmaster. I don't know, Glacier. I'm going to say it, Elegante. This is trash, was Retribution. The start of Retribution had so much promise, so much to give us, so much that we thought, okay, maybe they're finally understanding the pulse of some of their older wrestling fans and what some of the younger, newer wrestling fans want to watch. The same way that AEW is still in that demographic of, what the fuck? Can you give me something different? And so we thought that's what Retribution was going to be, but unfortunately, it is the biggest clusterfuck there's been. And because of that, this was put on the pre-show. So your bro, United States champion, Matt Riddle goes out against Mustafa Ali, or Ali wins. Retribution breaks up. Thank you, God, that they broke up. But after that, which is what I'm looking forward to moving forward, again, I don't think, for instance, the United States Championship is going to be a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. It has to be on a ladder somewhere. I think Intercontinental match and hopefully the tag team titles also, excuse me, Raw tag team titles, also will be on a ladder match or something along those lines. But as it stands right now, as we stand deliver down fast lanes, I would have to say I'm hyped for Shinsuke Nakamura and Matt Riddle match. I would like to see that contrast of in-the-ring action. I am here for that. But let's fast forward to what started off the program, which was the boss, Sasha Banks, and one EST herself, going against who I call Beauty and the Beast, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax. I love them as a tag team. Put whoever you want to be as the Beauty or the Beast, doesn't matter to me. But that's what I call them because they're just two badass chicks that whoop ass. Either way you want to look at it. I have been here for Nia and Shayna from day one. I'm a huge Shayna Baszler fan. I understand Nia Jax's gets a lot of bad publicity about what's in the ring. But as I always said, excuse me, I'm glad my little throat this morning. Excuse me. As I always said when it comes to Nia Jax, she is the female division's version of Andre the Giant, Big Show, Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, however you want to put it. That's what she is to the women's division. And it's good for her there. She won't go nowhere. I don't buy into the people's opinions about because who she's related to keeps her from not being there. So I think it's a business. It's called show business, not show friends. So I don't think that helps her if they feel that she's reckless enough. But I think she's a good sell enough that they keep her there. So I'm a fan of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. And I'm happy they won this match. But we know this match is all about one thing. It's about Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And how Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks are going to get to the next level past this fast lanes as you stop around these blocks to go to WrestleMania, where we're headed. Here's the thing with this. I like the match. I love the color contrast the girls had on. They looked at Oso Shrimps like a thing of Bubblicious gum. You could chew them up, spit them out, blow a bubble. Didn't matter. These girls looked good last night in the ring. All four of the women did. And in-ring action. But again, wrestling is storyline. Hashtag wrestling is storyline. And because wrestling is storyline, I need to know what's going to progress from this story. And we got that last night. As I will say this, I had heard grumblings of Sasha Belair, or Bianca Belair, I'm sorry. That would be a great name, right? Sasha Belair. Bianca Belair running promo circles around Sasha. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that they've told Sasha to take a couple steps back so that Bianca can look better. Because I personally didn't think she was the greatest in her promos. But of what I've seen the last week or so, I could see that pendulum shift, if you will, so to speak, of that. But I think it's not her running circles around the boss herself, Sasha Banks. As we know, she is probably the top three, top four, top five women of all time in wrestling. I don't think that, you know, she's doing that thing. She's taking a step back to make Bianca look better in that realm. But I love the end of this match. I love the ending of the match. Because if you look at it again from the replay, as Sasha Banks going for the bank statement, and Nia Jax goes to get in the ring, Bianca Belair comes in to interfere her, stop her from breaking up the submission. Like the hefty beauty and the beast she is, she shoves her over right on top of Sasha. Sasha doesn't know she gets shoved over. Boom, the turmoil starts. You're a rookie. Oh, she muffed the hell out of her. Then she smacked out of her to Sasha Banks, letting her know that she is the boss. Now, did I not like the fact Bianca didn't engage? No, I didn't. I love the fact Bianca didn't engage. They got three more freaking weeks to engage. That was perfect. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, Bianca does it. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you hit me in the face? All right. I got you. Okay. If we're going to do, girl, where is my Vaseline? All right. Actually, points to the WrestleMania sign. I thought that match was superb. I thought the storylining in that match was superb. It was a great way to open up the program. Then from there, we got previously what I thought could have been, should have been, maybe had the potential of being match of the night. But the ending is what ruined it. And why it could have been match of the night, can't it? Because you got this man, Apollo, who has changed everything about himself. Now, I don't give a damn what Dave Meltzer says. Like, you might give a damn what I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. And what I'm saying is that it's not racist. It's entertainment. It's wrestling. It's storyline. It's what's in every wrestling. Yes, it should have had it before now. Maybe so. Absolutely so. But it's there now. And so when I'm watching Apollo, His transformation, you ask him to get attitude, Apollo now has attitude. So you get Apollo this new gimmick. I want the guards back that he brought in the ring. Maybe that was too much for television. You know what I'm saying? But I want those guards back he had with him, because him and Big E, Big E's promos now got to go biblical on you. Like, these have been great. This has been a great build between these two, and I want to see it culminate at WrestleMania. I do. In some form or fashion, these two have the potential of being just amazing in the ring together, and I cannot wait to see this unfold. However, the runner of this match, to me, which is the controversy I thought they were going to go with, both shoulders were down both times. The referee, she pointed to Big E getting the win, but did Big E get the win? Clearly, Apollo was upset and went to proceed to whip Big E's ass, which is why I wish the two henchmen were there and whipped his ass for him. But with that being said, I love it. I think there's another question about Nia Jax. It says, right, there is none else like her. Personally, I don't like her because she botches a lot of injuries. Others she has, but she has persona. Everybody gets hurt in wrestling. I've never heard people a lot until today, until we are the society and the culture that we are today. No one bitched and complained about Sheamus in the beginning. No one bitched and complained about JBL. No one, you know, you can go in the history of wrestling and didn't hear these complaints as you hear them now. And I will always say, as a wrestling fan, we should eliminate certain words in professional wrestling. One is the F word. The second one is botches. Okay, because none of us can do it. And or the majority of us cannot do it, or have trained to be involved in it. So mistakes happen in everything, you know, but they travel in the NBA. That's technically, it can be called a botch, right? They know not to travel, but they did it. When they hold the quarterback, holds the ball too long in football and gets sacked. It's things happen in sports when you're doing it live. So for me, I don't like the word botch. Somebody falls off the ladder, that's not a botch. They just fucked up and fell off the ladder. You know what I mean? So, but I like the Apollo crew. I won't keep calling Apollo crew, but it's just Apollo. Apollo and Big E match. Love what happens there. Just did not like the ending whatsoever. If it was going to have that ending, then completely bring out the two henchmen that were there before so he can whoop some ass. Next on that match, I believe it was supposed to have been Shane McMahon versus the Stupid Express. And I'm going to say this. I've never been a Braun Strowman guy. Never. Won't even sit here and fake like I'm a Braun Strowman guy or anybody likes Braun Strowman. My kids, my son especially, typically likes Giants. Right? So Big Show, Kane, they love Drew McIntyre. They think he's a Giant, you know, Baldy Ashley. But I've never seen him really like Braun Strowman. And I never had a problem with Braun until recently hearing all the people talk about how they don't like Braun. And then I kind of hear like the way he talks. I don't know. I never had a problem with Braun Strowman. However, we talk about shovels in wrestling. We talk about burying someone. This reminds me of when Stone Cold Steve Austin was trying to help to WWE, but not to fans, Christian, by calling him boring and all that. That didn't help Christian that Stone Cold Steve Austin is calling him boring. It didn't help Christian. That's a horrible storyline. And that's what this reminds me of. You build all this money, all this publicity or whatever you want to call it, you know, production and money you put into Braun Strowman to build him to be this monster. Remember all the sets that he was tearing down? And what question would that be from Facebook? I can't see your name there because you have to like type in your name when I'm using another program, but someone said same question goes for you yourself. I don't know what that question is, so repeat that for me, please. Oh, okay, there it is. I see it above it already. I see it, and I put it on the board right now. And I get to that in a second. But I look at this storyline, and it's the same thing. You're burying Braun Strowman. The Stupid Express? It got over so fast, and it must be so true to wrestling fans that my kids started calling him the Stupid Express in an instant. That's a complete burial, but it didn't happen. Somehow, Shane got hurt in training, which we know it's a work. Elias comes out there saying, hey, I got something. Let me put on a show. He goes, here, you're in this match. Now, he's also stupid, I guess. It's Elias because he fell for it. So you get Elias versus Strowman, ass-whipping match. There it is. Horrible, horrible, horrible. What do your kids think of Ricochet? I know he was short, but he's one of my personal favorites. Actually, my kids actually like Ricochet. Or at least some of them do. Christian does. And they like his entrance. So Ricochet was good for the kids. Him not getting over is that to speak on the words of Vinny LaSpaza from the LaSpaza Show and LaSpaza Cheesesteaks, which are really freaking good. Every Saturday at 2 to 3 on the Wolf, the Florida Man Radio app or Florida Man Radio 105.5 FM. He says it's McMahon, but he gets him real like McMahon needs to die. Listen, McMahon needs to retire. Like people think Jerry Jones needs to retire. Vince McMahon needs to just go because he's slowly but surely ruining the history of his company, which means the heartstrings, which is wrestling. Wrestling is a wrestling fans, Marvel fans, Apple fans, PlayStation fans, World of Warcraft fans, Dungeons and Dragons fans. We're all nuts, potheads. They're all crazy, right? Wrestling has a crazy fan base. So when you start to fuck with people's love, they want you dead. I think that's pretty cruel. But McMahon, I think he is out of touch. I think he doesn't realize what he has. But we also don't know the pressure of what he has by making billions of dollars. Like he just sold it to the Peacock. WWE on Peacock. What did you think about it? Comment below. Let me know. But other than that, you know, that's pretty bad to just bury Braun Strowman like that. It makes no sense. Then we move on to White Jesus. Burn it down! Seth Rollins is back in his original theme music. Me and my kids love it. Shinsuke's back in his original theme music. Winner of this match and a great match. Match of the night, frankly, to be honest. Just, you know, what was the bill for this match, to be honest? Seth Rollins. Then moving on to winner, you know, or match. I think either way, Drew McIntyre was going to the main event at WrestleMania. I'm not a fan of that, of Drew so bad. I just think that Bobby Lashley loses his belt at WrestleMania, but without even going into any thought process of going thinking about it, I just think that he's going to win. He's going to have fans, and Drew McIntyre is going to get a shine, and Bobby Lashley is just a stepping stone for the title, which I think he deserves more than that after having that belt. But another great match by these two. What would you expect between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre? They just put in a clinic, 2 weeks ago on Raw, which was amazing. These guys can go. I'm a Sheamus mark for what it's worth. This was just a great, hard-hitting, ass-kicking throwback JBL kind of match that you need in professional wrestling. It's always been those kind of guys, those brawlers, those hard hitters, those clubbing shots on your back. These guys never undeliver in the ring. Shots out to Sheamus and Drew McIntyre for this. And yes, that's what we call him. You see how Seth Rollins looks. You see his hair slick back. White Jesus. I love it. I absolutely love the White Jesus gimmick for Seth Rollins. And then we move on to the controversy of the night, right? That is man versus woman. That is Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss. Now, we knew this was all going to be built about one thing and one thing only, and we got that one thing and one thing only. The return of the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Last time we saw him, I'm melting! I'm melting! It was burning and burning and burning in hell was the Fiend. So the Fiend is back. He comes through the ring. Looks like a melted swamp thing. I love the mask. Do not like the outfit. I understand the outfit goes with the mask. I'm smarter than the average bear. I understand it goes together because he was melted, so his body has to be melted. But guess what? If this happened in real life anyway, as we suspend our disbelief, he would be dead. So if you're going to bring him back, then I don't think he needs to be burned all over his body. They got supernatural powers. Look what she's doing in the ring. Alexa Bliss to Randy Orton. She's using her mind and stuff is falling down. Like, people hate this storyline. I'm not always against it, but people hate this storyline. And I'm not one of them, actually, because it's all about the Fiend and Bray Wyatt. And I think they get I think they owe them a match on what they didn't get at that, what was that, WrestleMania here in Orlando. I thought it undelivered from being in the stadium point of view. You didn't get to see what they were trying to accomplish in the squared circle with the 3D images over the ring. It just didn't deliver that way. But I think they're taking another shot at this, clearly. And I want to see what they do with The Fiend and Randy Orton. I like this matchup. I just don't know how it came about. I don't know. I like the mask. Didn't like the outfit. And that's what I'm going to stay with up there. But I tell you one thing. The hardest pin of the night goes to Alexa Bliss. Say what you want to say, Alexa. Did they tell you to do that? You got a man. Randy has a wife. How'd that go? And I'm just being honest as a man, as my wife can probably hear me in another room. If a hot chick gets on me, even though I'm supposed to be working, all right? And I'm a fan of Entourage. Anybody remember that episode where Entourage, where Johnny Drama was doing the movie of the week with Brooke Shields, and he was obsessed with Brooke Shields, and he was supposed to be playing her brother. He went to go hug her, and she stopped and said, oh my God, he is hard. And that's unprofessional, right? It's unprofessional when you're supposed to be acting and performing to have a sexual arousement. However, you are human. So how in the hell did Randy sit there soft if that's what happened? But you can't tell because Alexa got the skirt on and then they cut the scene. Randy, you already know it. You saw it. It was the hardest pin of the night. Shouts out to Alexa Bliss because I think she really got off. And if I'm wrong and I apologize, mama, I'm sorry. But it was freaky. And I ain't seen nothing that freaky since Hot Sex in HLA back in the day. That's all I'm going to say about that. But looking to see Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton get it on. And then we went to the Enforcer match enforced by the Hall of Famer Edge. And it was Daniel Bryan, the leader of the Yes Women. And yes, before you guys even ask me, my kids, every single time Daniel Bryan comes out, still screams, yes, 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 yes. So there it is. They're Yes Women members. And then the head of the table himself, he puts food and takes food off the table. Roman Reigns wins in a good match. Here's the thing about Roman's matches as of this new Roman kick, you know, this Roman push, this Roman new gimmick, whatever you want to have, you know, insert whatever you want to insert. He's very methodical when he wrestles now. So the pacing of the matches, you have to kind of listen to what he's saying in the ring, and that's part of the match. Go back earlier tonight when I thought match of the K-Mate would have been Big E versus Apollo. Big E did the same thing, and it made the match seem more personal, more violent, more real. Him talking to him while he's whooping his ass. Because if I'm whooping somebody's ass, I'm going to talk shit to you. Okay, I'm going to monologue the entire time. Oh my God, he got caught monologuing. Yes, I did. And Roman got caught monologuing. Daniel Bryan with the comeback. We knew it was going to happen. Referee gets hit in the head with the chair. All of a sudden, Edge comes in. Referee gets hit with the high knee from Daniel Bryan. Then the chair gets in play because main event Uso comes to the ring. Still ain't got the Usos, but we got main event coming into the ring. Jey Uso into the ring, interferes, gets involved, chair shots gets involved, boom, Edge gets hit, Edge gets mad, comes back, hits them both, doesn't matter, new referee comes out after Edge walks away, Roman cuts a 1, 2, 3, there it is. But again, with this happening, with 3 weeks going, for some reason, I don't see Vince wanting to have this be a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. Why? I don't know. But I think somehow, and I do believe this in my heart, that it will be a triple threat match at WrestleMania for that title. And I put this on the screen as I looked at the chat room. Randy Orton's wife tweeted at Alexa Bliss last night. I wonder what she tweeted, Dice Man. I really like to know what she tweeted because, frankly, please let me know. All right. But, this match, it was methodical. It was good. The ending of this match, this triple threat will happen at WrestleMania. I want to see it happen. I think we need to see this happen. Let me rephrase that. That's a lie. We don't need to see this happen. Honestly, I was okay with Spear versus Spear. I think if you're going to put Edge in this spot, Edge deserves to have a one-on-one match. Having it be a triple threat, I think whoever's in it, which looks like it might be Daniel Bryan, takes the pinfall loss. It gives him the storyline. I don't have many more WrestleMania matches I got in me. I don't have any all that stuff they're trying to pull off, right? So then what you do is you put him in this match. If Edge wins, he doesn't beat the Tribal Chief. They get that at SummerSlam. If Roman wins, he doesn't beat the Radar Superstar. He gets that back also. And also, people got to understand, sometimes in wrestling they pull it, sometimes they don't. That's why we need a president like Jack Tunney back in the WWE, right? Or some former commissioner, something, right? Because you want to be able to say, I won the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble doesn't say, well, you know, technically that's wrong. I digress, right? If you win the Royal Rumble, all it does is guarantee you a spot in the main event at WrestleMania. It doesn't guarantee you what kind of match it's going to be at WrestleMania. So now that I talk it out loud and speak about it, Orton's wife, Tudor Elizabeth, you might have just fucked up, little girl. She got off on Randy yesterday, and Randy know he did. I don't care what nobody tell me. I'm a man, ain't I? That's all I'm saying. Had a sexual male's not letting her sit on top of him and not get aroused. Hell, we all got aroused watching it for Randy. So we knew that was going to happen. But I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. Looking forward to Raw tonight. Again, not quite sure what I thought about the pay-per-view. It was just there. Shinsuke and White Jesus destroyed the stage. I thought they had a great match. I thought Drew McIntyre and Sheamus had a great match. I even thought the women's tag team match, that was great. I love the ending of it. We knew the theme was coming back, right? So this is why people ask me, or people do reviews immediately after wrestling. I don't like that. I did it. I've done it. I'll tell you why. Looking at it, talking about it, watching it last night, I probably thought it was just okay, right? But let's talk about things that happened. You got the outcome of what continued. The storyline continues with the Tribal Chief, Edge, and Daniel Bryan. The Fiend comes back with Randy Orton. Good hard-hitting match between Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Tag team match, good with the women. Good storyline moving forward towards WrestleMania. Shinsuke and Seth tear the house down. Apollo and Roman Reigns tear the house down. What was bad about the pay-per-view? The pre-show? Who watches the pre-show? The match between Stupid Express? Okay. No Charlotte Flair? The greatest women's wrestler! a long time. So other than those three things not happening, it was a you talk about it, it was a good show. So because of that, I want to give it 4. That's a hard score though. All right, so I'll be fair with the belt I give it. 4 out of 5. Jesus, this is a hard one. Chris Jericho Intercontinental titles. That's what I will give it. 4 out of 5 Chris Jericho Intercontinental Championships. It was nice to see it. It's good that it was there. It was a good champion. But personally, I'm not a fan of that championship. I wasn't a fan of Fastlane's. But when you think about it, it's a collection of a title that I would own one day, is that Intercontinental title. So for there, I think when you look back at it, you want WrestleMania to do, you want Fastlane to do one thing. And that's fast forward you to around, you know, not around the blocks of Mike Knoxville, which actually what it did, but towards the road to WrestleMania. And I think it did that, and I think it did that pretty well, setting up WrestleMania, and that's what it was for. I don't think we need Fastlane. I don't ever think we need Fastlanes ever. It's not needed. You had the Royal Rumble, you brought in the Elimination Chamber. To me, that should be where it lays. You don't need Fastlane. I think other wrestling fans agree, but hey, it's about money. So, what are you supposed to do about that? But Peacock debuted last night on the W Network. Did, W Network. A lot of people complained about that or their interaction with that. I had zero problems with Peacock. I have zero problems with the WB Network going to Peacock. It will never upset me. I don't see why it should upset anybody. It doesn't do anything. I personally am all the way here for everything that is on there, because why do people care how it affects you? It's cheaper than WB Network. You're going to get more than just WB Network from it, whether you wanted it or not. It's still there. The Peacock has classic television shows. It has upcoming shows. Peacock is not a bad streaming service, and you get it included with the WB Network for half the price you were paying, or you can pay the same price and get commercial free. It's a win-win for everyone. So while people were complaining and bitching, sorry, just like not liking the Snyder Cut, you're just complaining and bitching. Give me a reason why you didn't like the Snyder Cut other than it's not Marvel. Well, no shit. Marvel's Marvel. Okay? Now, before I go, I want to say this, because I don't always talk about a lot of other federations doing other shows, but I have to say this because I'm here and I won't be back again until, you know, whenever I feel like getting back on, right? But please, do me a favor. Go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/Mike Knox. Around the Blocks of Mike Knox shows be there. Check out an interview I had with JT, other interview I had with Telly Blanchard, the Good Brothers. I can't even name them all, but I just had recently an interview with JTG, which I thought was one of my favorite interviews I've ever conducted. And I've done a lot of interviews. Like I said, Jake the Snake, DDP. I've interviewed a lot of guys in this business on 11 years. And for those listening, I was wrong. The show, I got it. I found it. This Sunday is the 11th year anniversary of BDSR Networks, coming up on 3,200 shows. That's commitment. And yeah, I'll be real with you. There's times I've gotten 17, 27, 13, 48 views. But there's times I've gotten 15,000 views on shows. And I'm trying to get back there. I'm trying to get back there. I know this thing is saturated with everybody doing shows, things like that. But I promise you guys, there is no content like what I have planned for you down the line. When I say there's a network, when I made the best damn show on radio, it was for me. You made it BDSR Network, which is the best damn show on radio networks. Shout out to Mike Grandbody P, live DJ, hip hop DJ in the UK. BDS is called the best damn show on radio, Royal One Radio Show, still with the logo. We are doing things, the new Twist Show, Urban Sports Scene, the Zia Silent Podcast, Wrestle Wars, The Firm, Wrestling Marks of Excellence. It's the conglomerate of fans out there. We're all connected. There's no reason to watch Chris Jericho's show, or I'm just throwing that name out because it came to my head, when you have people that you know. I think you should support those you know more than those you cannot get in contact with or touch. That's my belief. That's my belief. Get me now while I'm free, because if I blow up, I promise you, if you do not support me now after 11 years, I will change. But I got to say this before I go. Britt Baker is one of the sole reasons why I was watching AEW all along in the first place. I'm not going to lie. I watch it because I'm a Hangman Page guy. I watch it because of Pentagon, Pac, and Rey Fénix. And I watch it for Cody Rhodes. Somewhat watch it for the Young Bucks. Not the biggest fan of Kenny Omega, although I respect Kenny Omega. I'm a Jon Moxley fan, but I haven't liked them the last year in AEW. But the pandemic is there, so I digress with that. But in their women's division, most importantly, two things. I'm going to put myself out there on the line. I have homosexual family members that I love to my heart. So this is not a homophobic rant. But I do believe in whether you identify with being a woman, whether you identify with being a man, women should fight women and men should fight men. And the best woman over there in that federation is not Nia Rose. It's not who they've been promoting. It is Dr. Britt Baker. She is what Carmella is to me in WWE. She has everything until this past week that was everything great about her persona, promos, backstage, look. But she did not deliver in the ring all the time. And shout out to Thunder Rosa. If you didn't know her from Lucha Underground, shame on you. Shout out to her for putting over. I think somebody said, well, Thunder Rosa makes everybody looks good. Yeah, probably fucking right. Okay, but she made Dr. Britt Baker a star, in my opinion, this past Wednesday night on Dynamite. And if you did not see that match, I encourage you to go back and see that match. It's arguably one of the top five women matches I've ever seen. And that means ever of all time. It's a top five match. Them women put on one hell of a show. Strap the rocket to the back of Dr. Britt Baker and let her do her thug fizzle. All right. Now, with that being said, guys, as always, I love you. Please go to my YouTube page, y'all. Please support, subscribe, comment below. Let me know the JTG interview. There's so many interviews. I should do shows with my son. I'm going to get back on with me and him, just the two of us. You know what I mean? Doing movie trailer reaction reviews. Like, I'm in the process of moving. I'm still here for you. 11 years later, over 3,000 episodes. Not one, not two. Oh, we're celebrating episode 97. That's a great accomplishment. I applaud you. But we're on 3,170-something. I do this because I'm true to this. You don't like how I talk? So fucking what? Don't like it? Listen anyway. Because it's the best thing going today. This is passion was what I have. I love what I do. I could be out somewhere, but I'm choosing to stay here. Make fun of me. I don't care. I can take it. My thing is thick. It's thick. I wear a crown above my head and I cock it to the right because I'm from the south side of Chicago. I love what I do. My father's from Philly, P-H-I-L-L, period. I've been watching wrestling since I was knee-high to a duck. I love this thing called professional wrestling. This is a passion I had since I was a child. Now I'm a grown man, which my wife still calls it a one baby. But hey, I may be her biggest baby, but I smack the taste out your mouth. Listen, y'all, please support me. I shall always and will always support you. I am the million-dollar host. You are the million-dollar audience. And together, we form the million-dollar connection. Now do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's going to pay. But the Million Dollar Man always gets his way.
Yeah. It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Seuss. Don Juan. Rude Boy. Quinn. The gift, and yours truly, Fred Nux. I'm one in a million with a million-dollar flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it, though. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't get treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of man.